I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Police in New York are looking for a woman who was upset with the back home Jamaican restaurant where she was a regular customer. But she came in wanting to know, like old Clara Peller, where's the beef? She came in back on January 15th and ordered a beef patty. Well, the employee told the woman, "We're out of beef patties today." So the woman left and returned later to smash in the store's windows and front glass door with a baseball bat. Surveillance videos show the woman smashing in the restaurant's storefront, and a person appears to try to stop her, but eventually backed away when she was confronted with the swinging of the baseball bat. One of the employees...
She was arguing, screaming, "Hello, hello." So finally another employee ran to the front. And they said to her, "Miss, may I help you?" And she said, "Yeah." The other lady said, "There's no beef patties." She started cursing with, you know, obscene words. They heard a loud noise. We thought it was gunshots or something like that. And we got scared. They ran in the front. There was glass shattered everywhere. And we've never seen anything like this. Never.
Over a beef patty.
One patty, huh?
With a baseball bat.
That'd be good. Must be a good beef patty.
Mm.
Well, here's a thief. With the worst luck going, guy works at a convenience store in England. He's heavily in debt. So he stole $1,500 worth of lottery tickets from the convenience store, figuring he had to win something. And you think you would. $1,500 worth of tickets, maybe you don't win anything big, but you a couple bucks here or there. Every single one of those lottery tickets that he stole was a loser. And he's been ordered to pay his... former employer, well, the $1,500. He's also going to have to complete 200 hours of community service.
And finally, we go to Newport News, Virginia, for the story of 41-year-old Antonio Smallwood and what he was doing last Wednesday. They don't have it written down here as such, but it's like a legal use of a garage door.
Legal use of a garage door?
He was projecting a movie on his garage door so the entire neighborhood could see.
Well, that's nice.
41-year-old Antonio Smallwood was showing the porn on his garage door for the whole neighborhood to see. Kept the movie rolling.
Behind the garage door.
Yeah, that's right. Someone called the cops, and when they got there, Antonio was still projecting the porno on his garage. He was charged with an obscene sexual display, and when he wouldn't sign a court summons, he was also charged with obstruction. The smoking gun says there's no word on what movie was showing, but you're right. It was behind the garage door.
I can't believe it's news.
Starring Johnny Keyes and Marilyn Chambers.
Marilyn Chambers doing the lift. It was a Chambers garage door, as it turns out.